Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. The holiday season starts in downtown Murfreesboro. The annual tree lighting powered by MTE is set for Friday, December 5th, starting at 6 p.m. Caroling, Santa, you know, the sparkling tree, all culminating in one big night. You'll want to be there December 5th, downtown Murfreesboro, powered by MTE. Well, it's time to head over to the Boys and Girls Clubs of Rutherford County. Michelle Clifford is here with us on this busy news day. A lot of things happening. Sorry I'm a few minutes late getting to you.
That's okay, Brian. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
You know, I love being here every month. It's one of my favorite things I do each month.
Well, I'm glad you say that. I feel the same way about talking about the Boys and Girls Club and you. And sometimes I have to talk to Beth, you know. But, you know, it all works out.
Yes. There's always some fun between the two of us.
The two of you are like trouble and double trouble.
I know. It's so true. Beth would be the double trouble, just know.
Oh, well, I know. I've known her since high school, so.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So, well, things are, I guess we've gotten past Halloween and all the sugar rush for the kids, maybe?
We have. Halloween is fun. It's fun to see them all dressed up. We've gotten past it, and we're moving on for Thanksgiving and Christmas. And Brian, you know Christmas is going up at my house this weekend. You know that's me.
Oh, I thought it had already been up.
Well, so the only reason it didn't go up last weekend is because I was out of town last weekend. Mm. So it's this weekend, but it's going up. I have picked up the house. I've moved stuff around, getting ready. I've got like boxes at the front with the lights for the front of the house ready to go up. Like, it's go time tomorrow.
So do you have like to rent a storage facility to put all your Christmas decorations in?
No, I don't. It is actually scattered in different parts of my house, tucked here, there, and yonder, all around. And it all just kind of comes out at Christmas time.
Well, I'm ashamed to tell you this, but I'm going to admit on the air that I have a spare bedroom and the entire Christmas tree from last year, fully decorated, is in that bedroom. So all I have to do is just pull it down the hallway and put it into the living room.
I love that, Brian. I have three trees that are still standing tucked away, and all I will do is carry them down and plug them in.
Well, one of them
I'll put ornaments on, yeah, like the family tree.
Yeah.
But they're all still standing and tucked away in this corner in this space in my house that's not ever like a closet. And yeah, they will be carried down this weekend and plugged in.
Okay. Well, at least I felt shame, and my kids make me feel shame about doing that, but it's one of their old bedrooms and they're not there. So, but
yeah, no judgment here, especially when it comes to Christmas stuff. You know that.
So you said three trees. My tree is a half tree.
What is that?
So I've identified a really good space in my house, but a full tree, it would kind of stick out in the way. So I bought 2 years ago a half tree that shoves up against the wall, and it's just half of a tree, but it looks fully decorated on the front. You can't tell it's a half tree. So,
okay. Okay. Yeah. I like that. That's smart.
So you go three trees, I go half tree, but whatever.
That's true. My sister just bought a new house, and the first thing they're moving, the first thing when I walked in to see it was like, I said to her was, oh my gosh, you can get a huge Christmas tree in here. And she was like, I know. So it runs in the family.
It sounds like it. So, oh gosh. Well, Christmas it has to be a really, really fun time at the club.
Christmas is so fun at the club. I mean, you know how much fun it is when you have your own children when they're younger. Think about having 300 kids. And it's just magical because there are so many reasons. They're excited for the Christmas season, the food, the fun that comes with it. They're excited to be on Christmas break from school. It's just very magical at the club and a really fun time.
Well, when all of that what is the holiday schedule? I mean, I know the kids have like a full week at Thanksgiving and then Christmas break. And so how do you all handle that at the club?
So when Schools are closed, clubs are open. So we are open all day on those days. Well, obviously not Christmas Eve and Christmas Day or Thanksgiving Day, but we are open the days that are not actual holidays from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. So we're open all day for the kids.
Nice. Okay. So there I'm just the actual holiday days themselves then.
Correct. We are closed Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. And then we are closed Thanksgiving Day, and I believe Black Friday that we're, or the, you know, the Friday after. I
Yeah.
believe we're closed. Other than that, we're open Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of Thanksgiving, and then whatever those dates are, just not the 24th and 25th of Christmas. And so it's a good time, and we really try to make it, you know, special at Christmas. Each of our clubs make what we call Santa's workshop, and it's a room that we will decorate, and every club member gets a chance to go through, and in there are little gifts that they can pick out from Santa's workshop for Christmas. And it's really cute. And a lot of them, it's really sweet, use that time to whatever they pick out is a gift for their sibling that they give them for Christmas. It's really sweet to see that. They don't have to, but that's how a lot of them use it. And so we are looking for donations for that, for Santa's workshop. And it can be anything from, you know, basketballs and footballs, books, dolls, coloring books. Teens really like gift cards. So, I mean, a small amount, but a gift card, stuffed animals, puzzles, things like that. So, if anybody has anything that or is feels encouraged to want to donate to our Santa's gift shop, we would really appreciate that.
So, you need those fairly soon. I mean, you're not going to wait until like the very end to let the kids go shopping and stuff, so.
That's right. That's right. I don't know the exact date of our Santa's workshop, but it's usually during Christmas break.
Oh, okay.
So we do wait. I mean, that's the magic. We go all out on making it look like Santa's workshop in there. So yeah, I mean, you know, the beginning of December, now the beginning of December, first part would be great if anyone wants to donate so that we can take inventory of what we have and get it together. It does take a while to set up Santa's workshop. And then, of course, if we need to add anything or we don't have enough of stuff, we know what we need to go get.
Do you help set up Santa's workshop?
I have. Yes, I love it.
I bet.
I love it. So yes, I have. It's fun.
Yeah.
You should come, Brian. You should come. I'll get you the dates and just be there. It's just cute and sweet. You know, we always need volunteers too,
Yeah.
so you can come serve the hot chocolate.
Okay. Well, let me know. We might come out and
Okay.
do a little video or something.
Oh yeah, that'd be cute. That'd be
Get
fun.
everybody in the festive spirit.
In the
So.
Christmas spirit. We also, you know, Brian, every year we have kids that and families, honestly, that need adopting for Christmas who might not be able to have parents, just may not be able to provide the Christmas for them this year that they normally would. And so this year we have about 100 youth that need adopting. So if anyone is interested in that, please reach out. You can call the club at 890-2582. And we will put you in touch. If you're in Smyrna, we'll put you in, and you want to do Smyrna, we'll put you in touch there, Murfreesboro, Shelbyville. And we get lists from the parents. So we have a list that they fill out that asks, you know, child's age, size of clothes, what do they enjoy, hobbies, stuff like that for you to shop off of. And we will pair you up with whatever you're looking for, because there are some people who really want to shop for teens. And there are some people who really want to shop for younger kids. I know when my kids were younger, I wanted to shop for younger kids because that's where I was in that stage of life.
Yeah.
So please, again, we have about 100 youth. So if you, or if maybe your Sunday school class or whatever is interested, please call us at 890-2582 and we will work with you to get you set up with what you're looking for.
I'm sure your board does a great job of helping to solicit that as well during this time of the year. I mean that's something that you all have done well and done it for a long time.
We have a long time we've done it, and there's never been a year where our needs have not been met. I tell you this every time, Brian, in some form, we have the best board. Our board is amazing. In fact, our board 2 different times has won Board of the Year across the state for Boys and Girls Clubs. They are amazing. And I only think we don't win it every year because they can't give it to us every year. But we have a really good board whose heart is just gold, and they work so hard for us. And so they will solicit and they will work to get these kids taken care of, which is wonderful.
Well, we'll do our part here. And so everyone listening out there, I'm sure you're thinking about, well, what can I do to help kids in the area? What can I do to, you know, give back during the holiday season? This is a great way for you to do that. And you know that this is going to deserving kids because, I mean, you all go through the process. I mean, you know, these kids are with you every day.
Yeah. Yes. Every single day. And like we just talked about on holidays, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., we do everything besides wake them up and tuck them in. And we love them and we love having them. And we have good staff who are very invested in these kids' lives. So they do know. They know who needs the help right now.
Well, we've talked a lot about holidays so far with Michelle Clifford of the Boys and Girls Clubs of Rutherford County. There are some really cool things that have been going on. I know we talked to Beth last month about a little renovation. Has that taken place already?
It has. So Panda Express, the restaurant, they gave us a grant, and we were able to renovate what was our games room. We renovated it into become our STEAM room. So that's science, technology, engineering, art, and math. So we renovated that whole room. It's a new space for us. And it has not quite opened yet. We will do an opening with Panda Cares. That's the name of their grant, Panda Express. But Panda Cares, we'll do a grand opening with them to come. But it has been, I mean, Brian, we have painted. We replaced the floors in there. We got all new equipment, tables, everything in there to flip it from a games room to a STEAM room. And it's a large room. And so we're very grateful to Panda Express for that through their Panda Cares grant. They have worked with us on other occasions. They've renovated our teen center in Smyrna. They are a great group and organization. But I mean, I've been at the club, Brian, next week will be 20 years I've been at the club.
Really?
And that games room has been the games room, and it's just great. Stuff is, we've gotten new pool tables or whatever, but this in 20 years, first time it has had a facelift. I'm really excited. It looks really good. I'm excited for our kids to have this.
And, you know, for those who were worried about the game room, it's all good too, right?
It's all good. It's not a Boys and Girls Club without a carpet ball table. And anyone who's been here knows that carpet ball is a Boys and Girls Club table. It is still there. It has not gone anywhere, I promise. And it's too heavy to go anywhere. That's another thing. But
oh, really?
It's not going. It is so heavy. Years ago for Steak and Burger, one year I was able to talk them into moving the carpet ball table for me. And I have been told every year on the dot since then, we will not move that carpet ball table again, Michelle. And I'm like, I understand.
Just not going to happen.
Heavy. It's not going to happen, but it's fun. It's fun. It is it's a staple and it is still there. Don't fret.
Panda Cares has done a lot. I know that they helped you with the teen room, and now you're looking for speakers to come out and talk to the teens and mentors. And so, you know, that they really helped you pick up some steam, if you will, on getting the teen thing going again, too.
Yeah, they have. And our teen program is just skyrocketing. It was kind of the last one to pick back up from COVID, which makes sense because they are older. But it has just really skyrocketed and taken off. And again, like we said, we have a brand new renovated teen center in Smyrna. But we're looking again for anyone who may want to come speak to our teens and share about their career. We're really focusing on career exploration right now with our teens. We've received several grants where they can do VR and try out different careers through VR. But it's like when you were younger, your parents could tell you something over and over again, but as soon as someone else told you, you listened. And so that's kind of how it works with our teens. And so if anyone wants to come in and talk to them about their career, they, believe it or not, our teens love having guest speakers. They really do love it, and they eat it up, and they hang on their words. And so we would love, if anyone wants to come do that, love for them to do that. Our team director, his name is Trevor, Mr. Trevor. Again, you can reach him at 890-2582, but please reach out to him if you feel like you would like to come spend 30 minutes with our teens and just talk about what you do and your passion.
Yeah, that's cool. 890-2582 and talk to Trevor or anybody who answers, I'm sure they can get you to the right person.
That's right. And Brian, I'm putting you on the list to come talk about radio. I hope you know that.
Okay. Well, let's do it.
Okay. You'll kick it off. We'll post a picture.
Oh, picture. Oh, geez. Okay. You'll frighten everybody away. But
no.
Michelle, as always, thanks for stopping in. We'll get to talk one more time before Christmas. You're probably going to be wearing bells and a hat and all that stuff by that time.
Oh, I will be deep into Christmas by that time. Yes.
so.
Thank you, Brian, for your time. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much. Michelle Clifford joining us from the Boys and Girls Clubs of Rutherford County today.